So ahead of Sunday's big match doubleheader here on WLR, I'm joined in studio by Rowan Moore boss Peter Queeley. And Peter, you're coming up against the 9 in a row chasing Ballygunner in the first semi-final at 1:30, a repeat of the 2021 county final. You suffered a heavy defeat 12 months ago. What would be the message to your players this week?
I suppose the message is, we had a good chat last night, and, you know, just very blunt about the whole thing and going back on last year and stuff, and asked them straight out, like, what was the most disappointing thing about last year's final, and they all agreed it was performance, like, you know. So that was the one thing that galls them more than anything, that they didn't perform. So the big thing going into this game is we're looking for performance, you know, and we're zoning in and focusing in on getting a good performance and see where that takes us.
How hard was it to pick up the team after the manner of last year's defeat, Peter?
Yeah, look, it was easy. I don't know, was it yourself, Tomás, or someone asked me that after the aftermath of the quarterfinal win last weekend? And, you know, the truth be told, it was easy to pick them up because we had set our goals out at the start of last year, and, you know, they'd suffered a lot of tough quarterfinal defeats, particularly the one 2 years ago against Passage. And, you know, the goal at the start of last year was to get over that hump, that, you know, to get into a semi-final and see where that took us, you know. So we did that. We had a brilliant victory last year, a really enjoyable night up in Farfield against Lismore, where we won a thrilling match right at the death, you know. We came out the following week and we had the big win against Dungarvan to get into our first final in 30 years. So rather than dwell on our county final when the year ended, you know, we focused in on the positives. So it was very easy to motivate the group and get them back training and pre-season and that. So to answer your question, it wasn't hard to get them back motivated again.
You're unbeaten so far in the championship, Peter. You've picked up wins over Lismore, Dunhill and Abbeyside last weekend. In which game did you produce your best performance?
I think the best way to describe it, Tomás, was it's been a slow burner for us, you know. We weren't very impressive the first day. We were nearly beaten at the end, only for a couple of subs we brought on that made a big difference. We improved slightly against Dunhill. We kind of had a 10-minute period there where we got three goals and a few points that kind of put the game to bed. And, you know, we improved on the last day. You know, that was probably our best performance this year in against Abbeyside, which is, I suppose, if you're going through a championship, that's the kind of graph you want, you know, where you're steadily improving. So I don't think steady improvement will do this weekend. We need, you know, by far our best performance and to come up a good few notches on what we've produced so far this year.
This is your third season with Rowan Moore. Peter, what are this group like to work with?
They're a brilliant bunch to work with, Tomás. You know, they give you absolutely everything. I never get a minute's hassle with them. You know, anything I've asked them, and I know whether I've said it on record or not, I'm not sure. Like, but I do remember meeting the outgoing management team from this group, you know, and asking them different things, you know, before I took up the job. And they did say it to me, look, whatever you ask this team to do, they'll do it. You know, you can ask them to get up at 6 a.m. there and train 5 times a week, they'll do it. And you know, I have found out in the last 3 years that they're dead right. You know, no matter what I ask this bunch to do, they'll do it. They're very united. They're great clubmen. You know, each and every one of that, nearly all of them, that senior team that I have at the moment are some way involved as underage in the club. Like, they put a lot back into the club as well, because the club means a lot to them.
This is not the first Waterford club team you're involved with, Peter. You've been with Ballygunner, Abbeyside, Passage. For yourself, what's the most satisfying part of being involved with a team?
It's just getting to work with the individuals and getting to bond with them. And, you know, obviously it's results driven. Like, you know, it's sharing the good days with them, you know. So the highs would be the big wins. And I've been fortunate enough to have big wins with all of them, you know. And as a lot of GA people tell you, it's that aftermath of them big wins that you'll always remember. And I've fond memories of all these clubs with these wins and stuff, you know. I suppose the freshest in my mind, obviously, is my current team, Roan Moore, who had two big wins last year, you know, and they'd like nothing more at the moment than to repeat that feeling again, you know, to go back in and produce a big performance on Sunday and get a similar adrenaline rush again from a big victory.
Who were the first team that you were involved with, Peter, either as a manager or a coach?
Club team, my own club a bit when I was still playing, and probably then Dungarvan. I spent a couple of years with Dungarvan when they were intermediate there in 04, 05 and 06. Two very enjoyable years. It's as you know, from the current intermediate championship in the West, it's always very competitive. Anyone could win it, you know, and it's a great championship in that regard.
Well, Roan Moore manager Peter Queeley, thanks a million for your time today.
No problem, Tomás. Just before I finish, Tomás, I bumped into Mark Farncombe today in on the Greenway, and you mentioned my previous clubs. You know, I was lucky enough to work with Mark in Abbeyside, and you know he's operation. He had a horrific injury there against Dunhill a couple of weeks ago. You know, I'd just like to wish Mark all the best. He's on operation at the end of this week. Hope it goes well for him, and really hope to see Mark back in the Abbeyside Ballinacorty jersey next year. You know, it was unusual to face into a championship match against Abbeyside last weekend and not be plotting about how he stopped Mark Farncombe from scoring a lot of scores, you know. So I'd like to wish Mark the best of luck with his recuperation.
Yeah, he suffered a bad cruciate knee ligament injury, Peter, against Dunhill. What was he like to work with when you were in charge of Abbeyside?
Sure, he was brilliant, you know. He was the ultimate profession, and he's one fella, you know, he might be pushing on a bit now. He's one fella I know will really do everything to a T now in recuperation, and you know, if anyone is going to come back and play again for his club, it would be Mark, you know, because he does everything. He does all the gym work to a T. He does everything that you ask of him, and he's one of them mercurial talents that's just capable of doing anything on a pitch, like, and has done. My first game at Abbeyside was against Lismore a few years ago in a quarter final. Went in as underdogs, and Mark scored 3-7 the same day. And he's that type of player that can just turn it on any given day. Like, and you know, it takes a lot of marking.
Well, Peter Queeley, thanks a million for dropping in today.
No problem. Thanks, Moss.